Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're rolling on with the greatest calls in baseball's postseason history. And here is the number one from just about everybody. Now, Ryan Porth, our producer, I'm not sure exactly how you cut this because everybody who brought it up to me really wanted to bring up the bigger context. Like Dave Sims brought up this one. Bob Carpenter brought up this one. Adam Amin brought up this one and talked about the drama of the entire night from the inning before and several innings earlier, Vin Scully saying that Kirk Gibson will not be in this game, you know, that whole thing and just the drama of the inning. So I think Ryan grabbed some of the inning leading up to the big home run against Dennis Eckersley.
And look who's coming up. All year long, they look to him to light the fire. And all year long, he answered the demands until he was physically unable to start tonight with two bad legs, the bad left hamstring and the swollen right knee. And with two out, you talk about a roll of the dice. This is it. If he hits the ball on the ground, I would imagine he would be running 50% to first base. So the Dodgers trying to catch lightning right now. So Mike Davis, the tying run is at second base with two out. Now the Dodgers don't need the muscle of Gibson as much as a base hit. Sacks waiting on deck, but the game right now is at the plate. High fly ball into right field. In a year that has been so improbable, the impossible has happened.
So a couple things are happening there. First of all, I've never really noticed that in the background. So there are people in the booth with Scully that are clapping. I've never picked that up before. But if you hear it, whoever's in the booth, I don't know if it's his wife, I don't know if it's friends, Dodger fans, whatever, but they're back there like this. Which you can hear that. I've never heard that before because I'm listening on headphones, but it's just great. I mean, that sentence just points out how smart these guys are, you know, just that turn of the difference between improbable and impossible. And the Dodgers were heavy underdogs. Eckersley was basically perfect as the closer. Gibson could barely walk, let alone run. And he hung a slider and Gibson connected and hits the home run of his life. I mean, it's phenomenal. And again, it's TV. That call would have been a lot different had Vin been doing that on Dodger Radio, but that was a national television broadcast. My dad was doing the radio and it's like one moment that had one, the best ever to do TV, call it, and in my opinion, the best to call it on radio, both giving their their best to that home run in game one of 1988's World Series.
You know what's amazing is that Vin at that point is living that double life as the local Dodger guy and then the national guy. So when he says a year that has been improbable, he's thinking that whole Dodgers season was bananas, whether the national audience realized it or not. Like Gibson right. was an MVP who got hurt a bunch, but like they shouldn't have been that good that year for the Dodgers. Yeah. So he's in context as he's doing that.
And Hershiser basically was a one man act in the rotation. And
yep.
Bob Costas got in a lot of trouble for not a trouble, but you know, he was part of like Lasorda's pregame speech about how, oh, Costas, none of these guys think we can win, you know, and it is only Tommy could do. So, yeah, I mean, he's living that double life of how far do I go? You know, if you listen to the end of that World Series, if you listen to World Series, to that end of that World Series, it's a very subdued call by Vin Scully on national TV. It just points out again how you have to kind of temper everything when you're not there representing that one organization.
Several different former guests of the PBP brought up what you just said, your dad's call on the radio of the Kirk Gibson home run. Dave Sims said he loved them both and loved them both equally. Let's hear that.
We have a big 3-2 pitch coming here from Eckersley. Gibson swings and a fly ball to deep right field. This is going to be a home run. Unbelievable. A home run for Gibson. And the Dodgers have won the game 5-4. I don't believe what I just saw. I don't believe what I just saw. Is this really happening, Bill?
It is happening, and they've got to help him home. The third base coach, Joe Malfitano, had to give him a little push. And all the Dodgers are around home plate.
I don't believe what I just saw. One of the most remarkable finishes to any World Series game. A one-handed home run by Kirk Gibson. And the Dodgers have won it 5-4. And I am stunned, Bill. I have seen a lot of dramatic finishes in a lot of sports. But this one might top almost every other one.
Wow. All right. Before you talk about your pops, and it's just such an honor to be able to talk about this stuff with you, man. I'm just so blown away now that I've invested this year kind of listening to everything and thinking about it as much as we have, you know, the different tone. He says, I don't believe what I just saw three times, but they're all completely different. And each sentence kind of goes on its own emotional journey. Like he's so connected to the moment, but also natural and relaxed and conversational. That is a remarkable call.
I'm so glad that Ryan let it spill on, because I long ago forgot the rest of that. You know, all I hear is when you hear the highlight, it's just, I don't believe what I just saw. The call, the beauty of that call is just the length of it and how perfect it is. And he's relaxed. He's doing radio. That's like a walk in the park for him. That to him was sitting with friends around a TV and or at a game and just talking. And so it doesn't come with the pressure, I don't think, of the TV side of it. I think that's just him at his best. I'm so glad I heard the rest of that. First of all, it points out that radio technology hadn't advanced from Russ Hodges to 1988, because it sounds like he's talking into a tin can. It's just such a beautiful call, and it's so true that he didn't believe what he just saw. It was a one-handed home run, which was exactly what it was, because mm-hmm. he could barely follow through. They're just... that call just went up on my list because there's so much more to it than I remember. That's Bill White that he's talking to.
Yep.
Was the future National League president at that time.
At the time, yeah. And the former the former Yankees broadcaster on WPIX. I grew up with Bill White and Rizzuto. And because I remember Phil Rizzuto at one point turning to Bill White in the middle of a game. I think I was 8. And Scooter said, had a hell of a time getting to the park today, White. The bridge was backed up. And I was like, they're on TV. What the hell are you doing? I'm a kid in New Jersey. I don't know what bridge they're talking about. What's going on here?
Oh, that's so great. I just think this, that, you know, you're a music guy. You write lyrics. You think of things musically. That, to me, is like a great musical call. Like, I don't believe what I just saw. Three ways, none of them the same, and just rhythmic and perfect. So I am biased, but that's the best call that I think you could play in this show.
Wow. Bam. There it is. Yeah, that's exquisite.